Last week we discussed the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos at least a few minutes of Kedusha. And then we spoke about the mitzvah of Halakas Neiris, lighting the candles for Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos, to enjoy Shabbos more, so there should be light in the house. There's another mitzvah, which is Kiddush. We make Kiddush, we say Kiddush, we say Kiddush, we mekabel Shabbos through Kiddush. The Pasuk tells us, Zachar v'Shamah, the Aseres HaDibrais, in one Dibra it says the word Zachar, and the other Dibra it says Shama. Zachar is to mention, to call out, to announce that the day of Shabbos is beginning. And like the Rambam says, that there's a mitzvah to announce when Shabbos starts, and also as it goes out, to announce that now it's over, that's what we do at Havdalah. Havdalah, we're making the separation between the day of Shabbos and the weekday. But at Kiddush would be Mekadosh the Yom. Even though Shabbos is Shabbos from Shkia, Shabbos is already starts at the time when it gets dark. It's not that we establish Shabbos, but there's still an inyan that we should with our mouths speak out that today is a different day. Today is a day which is different than the rest of the week, and it's Shabbos. That's what we're doing through Kiddush. And that's why the halacha is that one should make Kiddush as close as they can to the beginning of Shabbos. Not to push it off after shul, it's brought down after shul, not to hang around and just schmooze, go home to make Kiddush. If one's not hungry, if they can sit down to the Suda and they're not going to be hungry for the Suda, so then they have the right to wait. But if they're ready to eat, then they should make Kiddush as soon as possible, so it's closer to the beginning of Shabbos. The mitzvah of Kiddush, in the mitzvah of Kiddush, and Kiddush by Friday night is from the Pasuk Zachar, it's a Deraisa. Shabbos morning is a Derabanan, that which we make Kiddush in the morning. And in the Kiddush by Friday night, we start off with Vayichulu, which is interesting. We say Vayichulu three times Friday night. Once in the Quiet Shmoneh Esrei, once afterwards when the Chazan says over a short version of repeating the Shmoneh Esrei, and then the third time we say it by Kiddush itself. And there's Midrashim about saying Vayichulu. When we say Vayichulu, we're becoming a Shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. It's a very chashava piece where we're being made with saying Eidus. That's why many have the minik to stand when you say Vayichulu, because Eidus, when they come to Bezdin, when the witnesses come to Bezdin, they stand. They have to stand when they say they're witnessing. When they're witnessing. So we stand by Vayichulu because we're saying Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We also mentioned the Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, in the Bracha of Kiddush, which is also important to remind ourselves of Ma'aseh Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And also there's the Zecha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which many Shittas hold, that it's very fundamental. It's without that you're not Yotza. So that's what we're doing by Kiddush. We're being Kaddish the Yom. Even though Kiddush midairaisa could be without a cup of wine, could be just saying the words of Kiddush, but Chazal and Masakin that we're Mekadosh on Yayin. The Chinuch says something very interesting. He says, because when you're holding that cup of wine, it gives you a feeling of high. You feel high. And gets you more involved in the Kiddush itself. Gets you more involved. So it's there to enhance the Kiddush. And that's the mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night. I'd like to speak about a few more dinim that are negated to Kiddush in the upcoming weeks. There's the dinim of Kiddush Makam Suda. The Kiddush has to be followed by a Suda, what's considered a Suda, etc. Shabbos.